this love in my heart. In my heart, y'all. I'm sure it's enough to make a star. All it takes is a little pain. Uh-huh. Night Wonder, Sean P, Justice League, here we go, y'all. Hey, yo, I love selling Knicks at night. Go home to my son, roll a spliff and watch Nick at night. I love it with my bitch cook. Come home to a hot meal, it's not real, the bitch can't cook. I love them bullets I sent you. You know what's up, I'm broke as fucking nigga to rent through. I love my mom's in a drug habit. I love a double jointed bitch up in my Craftmatic. I love snatching niggas Joseph on the mass transit. I love busting in your mouth, I know you can't stand it. I love it, I love it when you bob your head to this. At the same time giving your guard head in the whip.
Hey, what's happening, people? What is happening? Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Petey Stew.
And we are three guys on, back with PD Steel. What's up, Meerkat? How you guys feeling?
Hi, Laura.
Back on.
Laura's are you on Meerkat right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
Not back on yet. There's Mr. Klein. There's, did it wrong. There's Mr. PD Steel. Two people in right now. I guess that's you, Andy Klein. Two people here.
I'm not in yet.
Okay, well.
I don't think.
Dominique is back in. This is Thursday's podcast that we're doing now. Thursday's podcast. I'm now in Austin, Texas. So if you're in Austin, Texas on Thursday, tonight I will be at the Velveeta Room on 6th Street doing the open mic.
Great city.
Which is a great show, and it's a great time. So if you are in Austin this on tonight, which is Thursday, if you're there tonight, come on out to the Velveeta Room. I will be down there. It's all short sets, but it's a great time. And afterwards, I'm going to hang on my brother and do some drinking.
There you go. No better place.
6th Street, just like we used to. Thank you. Somebody just brought me a drink. My brown liquor, which I'm showing the people on Meerkat. Andy is watching me watch him. And
yeah,
Petey's got a coat bobbing his head. What are we listening to?
Sean Price, R.I.P.
Heartburn. Sean Price.
All this love shit.
Y'all can't hear it, but it's hype.
You gotta wait a few days. I mean, you could.
There's Laura.
You could YouTube it.
He loves Martin Luther, Malcolm X, Knott's Landing, and Falcon Crest. Bong bong.
There you go, Laura. That's the shirt. There's Andy's.
Oh yeah, I never.
And Petey has the same bet.
I never put on my shirt.
Petey has his
I love
on.
The Meerkat. Where's the Meerkat from?
Meerkat. The Savannah.
Okay. All right.
The Savannah.
Nice.
They're on the Savannah. We have quite a few more people coming.
Wasn't there
in
a show called Meerkat Manor?
Somebody's actually, yes.
Yeah. Hmm.
Old or new?
Somebody, did you see, Laura,
years,
did you see the
old.
Picture of my daughter with the shirt on that I posted on Facebook?
Charmy's daughter.
Yeah, somebody just liked this, and somebody is restreaming us.
Trying to clothe a daughter.
D / trucking is.
Yeah, you can restream on.
Is restreaming us. So you restream onto their Periscope.
Now I'm watching.
Okay,
I've been watching
you. There you are. Yeah, you just popped up. You see how the icon pops up
on
the phone?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
So it shows me.
Yeah. No, I got it on.
Who's
it shows me too.
Who's in and who's out? And then I think there's a way where I can ask you. Oh, yes, she is. She is beautiful. There's a way that I can ask you to do a cameo. I'm going to send you a cameo request, Andy, and I'm going to invite you.
All right. From my phone?
Yeah, when it comes at 60 seconds. Yeah, and then you start.
I'm going to, okay, and then I'll start.
Has it hit you yet?
No.
Now we're at 18 people. Somebody with a dog icon.
What kind of
it's
person?
It's doing a countdown. This is 44. Laura, what does the cameo countdown thing mean?
There's Tanya, just joined.
Hey, Tanya. I think I might send you one next. So everybody be ready because I'm going to send you this thing, a cameo.
Get your hair right.
Invite. So get your hair did. You know what that means, Dominique. Put your hair on.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean? Put your hair. What does that mean?
Dominique wears wigs occasionally.
What? That's why?
A lot of black women wear wigs.
Well, I don't get that.
My
what?
Fucking thing keeps crashing.
Well,
it's really weird.
I think the Wi-Fi here is a little iffy.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi. Well, I mean, you can go back to your turn off the Wi-Fi.
Okay, so the Cameo, it counted down from 1 minute, and I think, did you get it?
I haven't got anything.
Nothing?
No. But we'll deal with that. We'll work it out for next week.
Didn't come?
You know what? Next week when we record, I think Tim is going to be recording. We can cameo you in on our Periscope while Tim and I record the podcast with whoever.
Oh, you know what? Okay. The cameo is, the invite is for 60 seconds. You only get in for 60 seconds. Okay. Are you wearing a Hartford Whalers hat?
Yeah, sure am.
Yes, he is. That is a Hartford Whalers hat, Tanya. Okay, Tanya, I'm going to send you a cameo invite right now. As soon as you see it, click it.
As soon as you hear word up,
yeah,
click it.
Okay, so you got 59 seconds now.
Cameo joke.
So it is a cameo joke. Back and forth. I just don't know how you, what you're supposed to do.
Hold on. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run Periscope through the mixer so that we'll hear Randolph on a delay.
Can that work?
Okay, so you got 59 seconds now.
Oh, it's way behind.
Cool. Yeah. So it is a cameo joke.
There's
It's an infinite loop.
Way behind. Tanya, you didn't answer. You got 30 seconds left on this. I'm not dressed for the occasion. Oh, my God.
Tanya's naked.
Ugh, Tanya's you're naked. Naked. Get your man off you.
Mm.
And, it's way behind. Ooh.
Yeah, it's like
let me try Andy. Oh, you know what? Laura. Laura will know exactly what to do.
Right.
Let me
Tanya,
call
you didn't answer.
Laura.
You got 30 seconds left on this.
I'm you guys are listening to my... phones
naked. Get your
stream of Randolph Meerkatting.
Yeah, behind the podcast. It's behind us. We can go through the board.
Okay, let me try Andy. Oh, you know what? Laura. So, Laura will know exactly.
Okay, there's an egg.
Okay,
someone
we'll take
an
Laura
egg
out. I'm going to send Laura the cameo invite there. Okay, Laura, you're all I got now. You know what to do with this. This is your fucking company. Why are you not responding? Am I doing something wrong? Laura, did you put the phone down? About the cameo, Laura Prangley.
All right, what does that mean? She's going to be on?
Oh, Tanya's on a desktop. Okay. It's about the cameo. I don't know.
Oh, I just got a... Yeah, she just tweeted live cameo. I'm taking over three guys on stream.
Is this Tanya, my girl from NY?
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Yes.
Shout out.
Here comes Laura.
It just says about the cameo.
It's no, not, she's on.
Is she on? Why is she not on my phone?
With this.
I see her.
How do you organize that? I'm having a really big problem.
Laura, why do I not see you on my phone?
Guys, I am also eating a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh,
right
she
now,
can't
so
hear me.
I'm going to go get back to that.
All right.
So all our listeners can see her, but I can't see her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was Laura, who was dressed for the occasion.
Okay.
Take note, ladies.
Take note, ladies.
Take note. And it's 3 hours earlier where she is.
Yep. Yep.
So all our listeners can see her, but I can't see her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was Laura, who was dressed.
All right, I'm sending all to everybody a cameo, a quick cameo invite.
Oh, no. They're going to take over. They're going to just be...
Not everybody. Well, some of them won't grab.
Yeah. I don't think I got
Here's
the cameo.
Here's somebody named Yossi.
I don't know if I got the cameo. I didn't get the cameo invite.
Okay. I sent one to somebody named Yossi, who's...
That's a pretty cool feature, actually.
Thing is the meerkat. Yeah. But I can't. But I can't see them. But everybody else can see the person. That's not bad,
right?
So that's actually pretty interesting. Yossi didn't answer the cameo invite. So when it comes,
I didn't get the invite when you gave it to me. Maybe it popped up and I didn't see it.
Let me try again.
Yossi,
Yossi.
Ah,
Yossi.
Oh, I just found the button to report the stream is inappropriate.
Oh shit, that exists.
Yeah. It's right there next to the three guys on name.
I know you can hear me, Laura. We're trying these shits out. Let me.
Laura said, yeah, she can hear you.
Okay.
But you couldn't see her.
Yeah.
Yossi said no.
I actually don't have a problem with the phone. It's just an iPhone. It's an i5, Laura. I don't have a problem with the phone. You say Yossi can fix it. I don't think I have a problem. I just don't think I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing.
We're still learning.
Yeah.
We're not very savvy.
So once I get fluid at this... Here, I just sent you another cameo. Here's an invite. It's to Andy.
All right. I think I am...
It's somewhere on there.
I'm following three guys on, so
yeah, it's
I'm,
somewhere
in the,
on there.
I'm in there.
Well, you're not... Hold the phone up. Let me see.
I don't know. We'll deal with it later.
I don't know how
we'll
to
figure it out later.
How to do.
Maybe I'm not doing something right on my end. It's probably me.
Yeah, yeah. We're probably not doing something. Listen, Laura.
I hadn't set up the app until we started.
Laura's now they're doing tech work.
Yeah.
They're answering.
Randolph can't see the cameos.
They're about to do tech work. Listen, Laura, I'm going to jump out.
I saw Laura's cameo, though.
Andy did see your cameo. Okay. Yeah. So I didn't see the cameo, but Andy saw the cameo.
Yeah, get back to your grilled cheese, Laura.
Get back to your grilled cheese. Thanks everybody for coming in. We're now going to actually do a little bit of a podcast, but this is actually pretty fun. This has some good little features on it, so we'll be fiddling around with it. I'm actually going to start meerkatting a little bit more, and I think we're going to periscope a little bit more too.
Yeah.
Hey, Yossi just followed us. Yossi.
Okay.
He just followed us. So
yeah, maybe I'm.
We're up to 39 people right now. By the way, so that's not bad. 16 here, 40 people who have followed us, and 15, 43. Man, we are rising. 17 here now. Who's this cat?
Keep on rising to the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Give it all you got. Give it all you got.
Jazz trumpeter. Somebody named Nick Cicero, founder and CEO of Del Mondo, New York. Strategy, We Are Brave Ventures writer. The Next Web, Social for Us. He's a jazz trumpeter. That's got my attention.
Yeah, I haven't hooked my meerkat up to Twitter or Facebook yet. So I got to do all that.
Neither have I. Yeah. So we got to kind of fiddle around with everything. Get back to your grilled cheese. We're going to jump out. You guys rule. Thank you, Tanya. We're trying.
I think I'm going to name this podcast Grilled Cheese.
Grilled Cheese.
Yeah.
Grilled Cheese. So you guys come on back on Thursday. Or come on back. Well, this is Thursday. So
yeah, Monday.
We'll be back with you
on
Monday.
We might try to figure out how to get all of us on Meerkat.
We may be able to do it.
On Meerkat while Randolph's out of town.
Yeah, we may be able to do it. Yeah. I think we might be able to do it a little bit. All right, so... now they're having a discussion about grilled cheese. All right, people. Take care.
Peace.
Back to the podcast.
I've said this before.
That's pretty fun.
On the podcast, but it is a belief of mine that everyone in the world thinks they make the best grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
I've never met anyone who didn't say that about themselves.
I don't, because I've never made one on my own.
You've never made a grilled cheese sandwich?
Nope.
Oh,
I'm okay. Shit with cooking. I was telling somebody on the way back here from Jersey this morning, you know, like, I'm shocked at how many grown men don't know how to tie a fucking tie, because I can do that like a boss.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy, because I can't even make a fucking grilled cheese or eggs or any of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's like 101 shit. That's like the basics.
But I zap. I don't
and
cook.
I do make a good grilled cheese. I make a good grilled cheese.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I make the best grilled cheese.
I have made one in a long time, actually. I got to go back. Because everyone has like a technique.
Yeah.
It's just fucking bread and cheese and butter. Yeah. Maybe you throw some other meat in there if you want to get crazy. But everyone has like, no, here's how you do
it. I use olive oil cooking spray.
See, there's a technique.
On the grill.
If you put meat on it, ain't a grilled cheese no more.
People put ham in there.
That's a ham and cheese.
Or bacon.
Ah, yeah.
Or Canadian bacon. You know, like a... But probably other shit, too. Now we're going to get a bunch of emails like, oh, actually, I put pastrami
Dash.
And turkey. Mrs. Dash is my secret. But, yeah, everyone feels like they make the best grilled cheese. You guys want to do emails?
Yes. Get them out. Get our theme.
I'm going to get our theme music going. Theme. Hold on. I got to make... I keep saying this, but I don't bookmark this shit. I'll just find it. We have email theme music, which we probably already have worn out at this point. All right. Emails. First email is from Jared. Not Subway Jared. Would that be fucked up if he sent us a fan email?
No.
Hey, guys.
I'm a big fan.
Love your show. It gets me through some really dark times, especially lately.
My dates like them, too.
Jared said episode 492 about 2 Chainz, which was last week when Elton was trying to help us understand the greatness of 2 Chainz, which we were not understanding. Jared, the email is signed Jay, so we'll call you Jay. 3GO, first time emailer. I had to hit you guys up after the 2 Chainz dismissal in episode 492. 2 Chainz is my favorite rapper. Don't judge me. It's going to be tough not to judge
you. Have you ever noticed whenever somebody says, don't judge me, you automatically start judging them?
Because they know
that it's going to cause
judge-worthy.
Atrocity.
Yeah.
Ugh.
2 Chainz is my favorite rapper, don't judge me. Although that Watch Out song is terrible. Okay, so you're right back with us. Elton, you picked the worst song to highlight.
Oh, wow.
Your song selection is on par with your pullout game.
Yeah, which is poor.
With your pullout game, you pork-faced waterhead N-word, LOL.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Well, that's a little. I mean, you guys have the same love of 2 Chainz. You should really unite on that. Outside of the garbage, I love 2 Chainz. That's the weird thing with a lot of rappers now. A lot of people have to disclaim outside of the garbage.
Yeah.
Like Lil B. I've had those conversations. Like, yeah, not wonton soup, this other shit. Like there's this whole bunch of garbage.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck with the garbage.
I prefer artists that just do good shit.
Stuff I like. And occasionally they have a song that maybe I don't like as much as the
but
other songs.
But it's not garbage.
But it ain't garbage. Sade has songs like that, and I love Sade. She has songs that I don't like as much, but I still like them. Rakim's got songs like that.
Prince.
Yeah, people have bad songs.
But they're not bad. Yeah. They're not shit.
Ying Yang Twins, all garbage.
Yeah. Wait, you see my dick, hey, bitch. And it's funny, is I like ignorant music.
You know, it's dessert some nights.
But I'm not fucking with 2 Chainz.
A four-course meal.
Jay says, outside of the garbage, I love 2 Chainz. Ironically, my second favorite rapper is Wale. DC's own Wale.
That's not that ironic.
Wale walks the line, I think, of garbage. But he's got more skill, I think, as a rapper.
He's got
than
a
2
song
Chainz.
That I love.
Yeah, but
Sam
that's
Boo
like, you know.
Singer.
Yeah. They couldn't be further apart in style. It always amazes white people. In my Randolph muffled voice.
Yeah.
White people.
I work with when I... hold on,
When you roll in with the 2 Chainz blaring?
Got to run the song back.
they get scared?
It always amazes the white people I work with when I ride through the parking garage bumping his music. I work in conservative corporate America. Oh, you're taking a chance bumping that music. That's going to hurt your promotions there, Jay. I work in conservative corporate America, so rap music is damn near forbidden in these parts. If you want to hear some good vintage 2 Chainz, check out his song La La, which he linked to us. It's probably one of my favorites. The rapping is better, and the beat is infectious. It was actually going to be his first mainstream single, but the tempo was too slow. That shows I'm riding around and I'm getting it instead. You guys are hilarious. I love the show. I listen every week when the new episodes are released, and I'm currently going backward listening to old episodes. Easily my favorite podcast. Thank you, Jeff. Keep it up. Thanks for the laughs, brothers, sock puppets, and Andy, LOL. P.S. Randolph, I listened to Blue Magic on Spotify with my subscription. Did you know it was on Spotify, and do you get paid for those listens?
Yes, I do.
Not much.
Not much.
Spotify doesn't pay much at all.
But yes, I do. You didn't say if you liked it. You gotta listen, man. I'm a comedian. You gotta reinforce my feelings at all times. I'm just trying to tell you.
I assume
you're worried about me listening, so me getting paid, which means that you must like it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be worried about that. So I'm going to just assume he did, but just say it next time.
This is the 2 Chainz song he linked to us. It's featuring Busta Rhymes. It's called La La. La La La
La La La Andy? La 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 La.
Well, you want to hear that? Hold on. I accidentally closed it out.
Fucking face.
It just started.
Pete, what am I doing? 2 Chainz. Okay, this how I'm feeling.
Red bitch with me, dark skin friend calling, talking about. The rapping is better. F650, diesel fuel, I'm hungry.
I'm so fly, I eat eagle food. Warning. What?
I don't even know what that meant. What does that mean? I'm so fly, I eat
eagles fly. So,
I don't think that rhymes.
I'm so fly, I eat eagle food. Alloys and Altoids, smoking indoor outdoors.
He almost had a triplet there. Altoids, alloys, and outdoor.
Okay. All right.
So now it's like a two-thirds joke.
This is better than Watch Out.
Ron.
That's not saying a lot. It's still shit.
Yeah. Jeez. Get it together, Jay.
It's got another preschool instrument beat. Like, Watch Out.
What does Jay do for corporate America bumping this in the garage? I hope he's pushing a broom.
He scares corporate.
You're waving America. The fucking white flag, pulling it into the parking garage with this shit.
Hold on. Then I hit my car lock, pull off the parking lot just like it was a car lot. Codeine diet, she on a protein. Pulled out of the parking lot just like it was a car lot.
Okay.
Lot. A lot of lots. Girls in the bed, so I woke up
smiling and I keep killing shit. I need anti-violence.
So we gotta go. We don't have time for this.
Okay. All right. So that was.
Get to the next email. Thank you for listening to Blue Magic. I appreciate you.
That was a better
Woo!
2 Chainz song.
Woo!
Let's put air horns all over this.
You're listening to
Flex, Flex, Storm. Flex.
All right, now
Flex, Flex, Flex.
The next email we got was from Tanya, who was just on our Periscope.
Yes.
Hey, darling. Can I tell you, Tanya is like my favorite 3GL fan.
Your favorite? She's one of ours.
Hey, perfect song.
She likes like all my perfect amazing song. Facebook posts.
Ah, that's always nice. Very active.
I made my feminist move of the year the other day and lobbied for a national pussy-eating day on June 9th.
That's a good day.
Yeah.
Be a good day.
She
why June 9th?
I mean, 6-9. So I got to put it in Sesame Street for everybody.
Okay.
All right. I see that.
Right.
So you really want a pussy-eat-slash-dick-suck day.
Yeah.
Is what you want.
I'm trying to encourage men to realize the game of reciprocity.
You know, I've been doing a joke on stage.
Really?
I don't want to burn it on here. Not what you're saying, but I've been doing a joke about eating. We'll talk about it offline. I don't want to burn it on here.
But your pussy eating day is not inclusive, because what if you are gay or you don't have a pussy? See, there's not intersectionality, so it's problematic.
Yeah.
It's problematic.
So, your problematic pussy eating day.
It's problematic. It's problematic.
Tanya says, hi all, regulars, sock puppets, and the rest. Thanks so much for Randolph for covering the Amy documentary on the show. I was so fortunate to have seen her live on a good night in New York City in 2007. I felt very much the same about the movie. I'm so glad I saw it, but I was profoundly sad. Her addiction was terrible, and as Andy said, she may have succumbed to it in any case, but the way those around her exploited her, including her own father, was disgusting.
Ugh.
Elton's panic at being banned banned from suggesting opening songs was palpable. If I was him, I'd feel the same way.
But done.
That 2 Chainz song was truly awful.
Done.
But now that... No, I want to hear more. But now that my fellow fans are suggesting songs... We got some suggestions last week, which will slip in at some point. We're gonna be a little secretive about that. Suggesting songs is dangerous. I'm tempted to flood you with suggestions, LOL. I bet a lot of people are. Just putting out there... One out there, listen or not, but shameless plug, found out about this on the Craig Charles Funk and Soul
Show. She loves Craig Charles out of England.
On BBC 6 Radio, BBC. Which you can hear live or on demand. Just search Craig Charles.
She'll send me things that are great. That's a good show.
Craig Charles. All right.
Craig Charles on BBC.
Check it out.
People may also know Craig as Lister from the British comedy sci-fi TV show Red Dwarf.
Red Dwarf.
Which had a 50% black cast in the first season
of the
80s.
That's a good show.
Mm-hmm. It was actually on Craig's show that I first heard Amy Winehouse in 2004, I think. But anyway, the song is Brothers on the Slide by Simade. Pronounced Simon. Oh, she actually put the pronunciation. Simon Day. A British funk singer, British funk group from the 70s, made up of Caribbean immigrants, I believe. So great, the way the lead singer's voice wavers. Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. Also, already mentioned this on Twitter, but Andy's Bernie's Deli bit was so freaking hilarious. I don't want to wear it out, but we're going to do more with that.
Yeah, Bernie!
Hey, it's Bernie! One last thing. Andy posted a flyer for a show on Facebook where he used a headshot where he was obviously 12 or close to it. I didn't use that headshot. Ramin did. It was for his show. That was my 8th grade yearbook picture, so I was probably 13. But I looked young.
You skipped the grade, huh?
No, I did not.
Oh.
No, I think I might have a late birthday, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
There's a comedian in New York City. Well, it's September, but not.
Oh, they took it in fall. Yeah. What am I talking about?
Yeah, there's a comedian in New York City who I think is really freaking funny, who still uses a headshot that looks like Pete Bladel, but in real life looks at least 20 years older. And the stupid thing is he's so much hotter now as an older dude.
What's his name?
Dude.
We probably know him.
She didn't give the name. But that's very common because comedians hate getting new headshots.
Yeah, I need some new ones. So I was looking at my other ones. I was like, I need some new headshots.
So it's like, I look enough like that old picture of myself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to.
I need some new headshots. I'm at the point now that I'm using just, if there's a nice picture on the internet, I'm like, yeah, it'll be my headshot.
Well, that's what headshots have become. Like, yeah, it's like, so informal now. It's just a picture of you. They just want a picture.
Well, Chris White, when I was at the Improv plug, he took some great pictures. He takes those pictures.
Right.
And those pictures are great.
My Facebook picture is one of those.
Me too. So I'm like, I think I'm going to use this as my headshot.
And that's all. People just want a picture for their JPEG. They don't really need an official headshot anymore. This is the song Tanya sent us.
See? Tanya don't miss. Working on
on the wrong side. Simon Day, C-Y-M-A-N-D-E.
Tiny Little Miss.
Brothers on the Sly.
You can't win, so you know you must. This actually would be a good song to open with.
Yeah. We know.
By the way, Chris White has Parliament Plan Flashlight.
Oh, really?
Instrumental at the very beginning of the show.
Instead of Jamiroquai?
In the improv, they start with Flashlight. We need to cop Flashlight for in there. Because I forgot. Neon that's a perfect way to start a show.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's head just kind of starts.
Do they still do the Eric Johnson song?
No. They do the Flashlight, and they do another song.
Jamiroquai?
I don't even think it's a Jamiroquai anymore.
Black Capricorn,
which
Day.
I love the Jamiroquai song, but that Flashlight, this is actually pretty hot.
There.
All right, I'm gonna read the next email with this
playing?
Song playing. This is from Monique. What's going on, Monique? Episode 4. She said 439. Well, that can't be right. Maybe she had the number wrong. Maybe 493. That's got to be 493.
Episode 493. Dyslexia kicked her.
What's up to my fave podcasters and
thank
Pop
you, my dear.
Pop?
Pop Pop is out.
Pop Pop is Elton.
Thank you.
You always know it's a party when Pop Pop sits in with y'all. Andy, you and Randolph, don't cut him any slack, even when he was recounting his molestation. Well, it was funny.
It's funny.
And he didn't seem too bothered by it. I awkwardly laughed my ass off. That Brooke Hogan song sounded like every Maya / Ashanti mediocre R&B song. However,
that's because they all have the same writer and producer, so just, all those songs sound alike.
She goes, just like Shay, I enjoyed it too. I could have seen myself rocking to that in the late 90s or mid 2000s. I have a 9-year-old as well, and I'm anxious about when to reveal the horrible nature of the world to her.
I would just suggest you handle it as case may case come. I would just suggest doing that.
I don't
That's
want her to be
plan.
Blindsided, but I also don't want to scare the shit out of her.
Exactly.
It's a delicate balance. Oh, yeah, y'all ain't shit, LOL. How are you going to give everybody else's This Week in Bad Music and not play my ratchet suggestion?
Which was what?
Lil Wayne.
Oh, God.
N-word with money.
Niggas with money?
Yeah.
That just sounds
well, singular, not with the S.
Nigga with money.
Yeah.
You talking about himself?
He's the only one, you know. Yeah.
There's one, and it's Wayne.
If Pop Pop can slide some 2 Chainz in, I know y'all got me. We'll get to that maybe next week, because we're on a time crunch today.
This is hot.
Which way you go? Okay, so Elton's parents made him and his sister get them post-sex food. Ew, the fuckery. That reminds me of D.L. Hewley's bit from Kings of Comedy. You left your wash rag on the nightstand.
Yeah. Don't wash your face with that. Don't wash your face with that.
Oh, Lord.
Monique says, yes, for the cigarette smoking riff. Black lungs matter is the shit.
I meant to put up a tweet. I'm going to put it up shortly, so I'm not going to be burning it. But that just reminded me. My wife was taking a bath there, and she goes, hey, I need a wash rag. And I meant to put up a tweet. My white wife just asked me for a wash rag.
Not
a
cloth.
A single black tear just came out of my eye. I meant to put that up as a tweet, and it slipped out of my mind. I was like, I got to put this up as a tweet. I got to put this up as a tweet, and it slipped out of my mind. So I'm going to put that up when
cloth.
I'm finished.
She
goes, I need a wash rag. I was like, my white wife just asked me for a wash rag. A single black tear just came out of my eye. And then I'll hashtag it, Cocoa Butter Comes Next.
Yeah.
Monique says, lastly, of course, the Lowe's, this is the story about the Lowe's customer who requested a white driver. The Lowe's customer is a piece of shit. Fuck her forever. I worked for a call center once upon a time, and some ditzy white chick referred to a repairman as colored in the freaking 2000s and asked me, did I know him? No, bitch. Anyway, on point as usual. I enjoyed y'all, fellas. Hi, Tim. Sock Puckbit Nation. Stand up, Monique.
Standing up. I like this.
Simon Day. C-Y-M-A-N-D-E.
Yes, sir.
Brothers on the Sly.
By the way, we had some tweets asking us about foreign exchange. So
yeah. So
people money.
You know what someone tweeted, and I was going to do something about it. I forgot. Something about how they needed a mixtape with all of our intro songs, which is approaching 500.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a lot of songs.
I was going to maybe go on Spotify and do a playlist of like the last 50.
It's a lot of songs.
But you can do 50. That's easy enough. But maybe I'll do. Maybe we'll set up a Three Guys on Spotify account and just do a playlist of all the songs we've used.
You can do that.
That are on Spotify. Some of them were like out of print or live clips. Mm-hmm.
That's hype.
And then you can maybe just do like playlist of 20 at a time. You get a small playlist. Get a lot of hip hop, a little bit of rock, and the occasional just odd choice.
A couple of country songs, I think.
Yeah.
Who picked at least country?
One. I picked one. Huh? Highwayman.
Oh yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. I happen to be listening to it. It's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it. What do we? I know what I wanted to get to on this Thursday, which is probably be long enough for us to bring this home with, is the porn stars sharing their grossest on-set experiences.
It's a video, right?
Yeah, but
let's see if I can get it to play.
It's so hilarious.
Let's see if I can get it to play here. Grossest for a porn star has got to be way grosser than anything we could imagine, right? In our own.
Yes.
I would hope so.
In our own.
You're making
sex
the
lives.
Big bucks.
I don't know if it's. Oh, it loaded.
It's a YouTube video, so it should play. I'm going to try to get it up. Is it Ask a Porn Star? Is that what? Like, there's a whole series of those.
Ask a Porn Star, what was your grossest on-set experience? It's playing on mine.
I got it up here.
You got
here
it?
There we go. Yeah.
I may start looking at these. Ask a Porn Star.
It's all women. What was the grossest porn set experience?
Actually, it's not all women. It's
usually, the grossest stuff has to do with people just not understanding their bodies yet.
That just comes with the territory when you're having sex. If you're going to fuck someone in the butt, you shouldn't expect to not find poop. Like, that's where poop poop's house. You know, if you came into my house and you're like, James, what are you doing here? I'd be like, you're in my house. What are you doing here?
James Dean.
I mean, I've heard a lot of the shitting on the dick stories. I've heard quite a few of those. I've been on set, like, where girls have, like, pooped on guys and stuff.
And then there's always the lost makeup sponge. People who aren't in porn. When a girl is on her period, you can put a makeup sponge up into the vagina and it'll stop blood from coming out, but it's not seen like a tampon or something, you know. Mm. So then you can carry on with the scene without worrying about blood.
So you make you building a dam.
And sometimes girls forget that they put a makeup sponge up in their vaginas, and then their vagina smells something like a corpse.
How do you?
Stop right there. Tampon. And I know it just popped into your head.
What?
And I had the exact same thought.
How do you get it out?
No.
Oh.
How do you forget?
Well, maybe you've had it up enough times you get used to it.
But how do you forget?
I don't know. You just
You're going to work.
Yeah.
Okay, so before you go into work, they put it in you.
Uh huh.
People forget their baby in the back of a car.
Again, how do you forget that?
People forget their sunglasses on the top of their head.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But
you can see that. You can't see the makeup sponge in your pussy.
But you know you're on,
it, but
you know you're on your period, right?
Sensation.
Now I'm not a woman.
Yeah, none of us.
Okay.
You gotta also factor
do you forget
in
that?
They're also heavily heavily drugged.
Oh, maybe that's
so. They might not have even remembered. They might not know what they're on their period. I mean, they have no idea.
Maybe that's what it is.
So
that is a reoccurring theme all through this. By the way,
tampon has a string. Where? How do you get this out? You get forceps. How do you get
it? It's a reoccurring theme. Turn it back on.
Like a rotting corpse, and they don't understand why. And then they have to go to a doctor, and a doctor will take. You know,
stop! I just got this.
Some
black conservative congressman turned GOP conventional official found on Ashley Madison. Continue.
I've discussed this with my wife and my family.
Democrat turned Republican politician Arthur Davis is currently running for mayor of Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, it was when he was a Democrat, probably.
He's on the Ashley Madison list.
I don't care. Is he anti-family values? Or is he for family values and anti-gay marriage? Shit like that. That's what I care about.
He's married and has used his wife in his campaign ads. Johnson and Davis were married in 2009, meaning that Davis was using Ashley Madison just a few years into his marriage. He didn't even wait a couple years.
I'm guessing to get elected in Alabama, yes, he has a family values platform.
Right. Well, that's they're dropping like flies here.
Skewers and like pull this like little corpse out of their vagina.
There's a couple of things. Both involve
women's assholes. Even though I love women's assholes, these particular times, they were not so lovely. I had this girl, she was in kind of a pile driver position, and I was fucking her with the dildo, and my face was like this. So I'm going like this.
Tell them where the tell them what the face was, Andy.
Her face is basically, she's making eye contact with the asshole.
There you go.
Like very close eye contact with the asshole. So she's in there doing some damage.
Yeah.
See something bubbling up, so I go back real quick, and it just like explodes like a volcano.
Oh.
It's really fucking disgusting. It was like that close to my
projectile diarrhea.
I did this lesbian bukkake thing. And
I don't even know. I had never even heard of that.
There were about 13 girls
squirting,
and I'm sorry to give this away, but the bukkake scene was like, if you couldn't squirt or you couldn't like pee, they would like push water up into you, and you would hold it, and then they would pause and go, and
like a clown's flower.
Yeah, basically. They push you on your nose,
a geyser comes out of her vagina.
Oh, man.
Like, watch the birdie.
Up from the ground came a bubbling crude.
Texas tea.
So they are priming these women by putting little like fucking water bags inside them.
Flick your clit, make it go everywhere. So there was one girl who went with that option, and
if she says option, there's obviously other ways.
Well, no, option B is just now you can't make money today.
Don't sue the scene.
Yeah, you can't be in this lesbian bukkake scene. You know how many girls we turned down for this? One. She's outside right now. She's outside. We don't know if she can squirt either, you know? We might have a squirt off between the two of you for the audition.
A tampon flew out of her face, or out of her pussy, and hit the girl in the face.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
I want the porn bloopers.
Poor girl's mortified, obviously, but fuck, that was hilarious.
How long is this segment?
It's about 12 minutes.
Several minutes, yeah.
Okay.
But what was hilarious about that, too, is that the girl was completely fine with getting pissed on.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, I signed up for this. Bring it. And then the tampon hits her. She's like, mortified. Really? You're mortified by the tampon?
This is your breaking point. Yeah. This is the thing.
I'm just surprised that no one spoke of like an incident that involved blood, shit, and jizz.
Can you wait, please?
I think there has to be a Neapolitan scene.
Can you wait, please?
Okay. All of the above.
I'll hold my breath.
All of the above.
Yeah. With the sampler platter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The poo-poo platter.
Can I have a little bit of everything, please?
It was an anal scene with another female and a great male performer. And we were in a position where he was fucking her.
That'd be hilarious if all of their gross moments were just like, I fucked Ron Jeremy. That's the story. And then the next girl's like, yeah, I did Ron Jeremy.
This
scene.
One time I fucked, I had to do a scene with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. So what happened? Gross. No, that was it. Ron Jeremy it was gross.
Irish man walks out of a bar.
He's gross. He's just, so nothing, no one shit on him? No one shit. That's, what? No. It's just Ron Jeremy.
Just Ron
him.
Jeremy.
It's very disgusting.
Ass, and I was licking her pussy, and he goes, and so my head's up like this, and we're laying on the bed, and he pulls his dick out, and yes. Yes, it happened.
Oh, no.
Shit just comes down on my face, and I'm like, in my hair. And
I told you to wait.
Oh, Lordy, and this is the first position. And as you all know, we have several more positions to do.
We didn't know that.
Wait, first, what's shocking mostly is that she used, oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What are you, like a proper Southern belle here? And I'm sure they're not going to make you do all the positions now, right? Can't you stop? She gets to be with shit all over her face.
And because I am a true trooper and I wanted to get paid that day, and I wanted to have a good scene, I'm like, okay, honey, it's okay. I ran to the bathroom, just washed the shit out of my hair. Go back,
out
honey, it's
eyes.
Okay. Don't be embarrassed. It happens to everyone. And we continue.
Then I shit on her face.
And, she did it one more time, but not on me. But we did continue and we did finish it. And it did get nominated.
Here's the thing,
I made $40.
If you knew you were gonna film a shit scene the next day, wouldn't you?
They have to get enemas.
Get your body ready for that.
Yeah. Well,
not a shit scene, an anal scene. When you get your body ready for that.
I think there's
like I gotta blow this butch out.
The only real protection is abstinence. I don't think you can really make it foolproof.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is where there should be abstinence education, is in shitting on someone's face. Like there's really no way to avoid it unless you just don't do it. Yeah, at some point, someone's face gets shit.
Don't get your face underneath there.
Right.
Well, you just don't eat the night.
But that
before.
Was the first position. This is, don't eat. Yeah. I guess they script the positions like professional wrestling.
I would think so,
So she was like, this is our first position.
We're a little of this, and we're a little of this, and we're a little of this.
And then the DJ yells switch.
You go to the next position. You look so fine.
Switch.
Ain't my type of hype, baby. Switch.
I'm getting nominated.
I have a friend who was doing a scene with a girl, with a woman, and it was her first scene. And she didn't really know much about porn, and she didn't know that she could reschedule if she got sick. So the climax of the scene was this girl having a really fierce orgasm, which just pushed all of her yeast infection onto the other girl's face.
Oh, what does that look like?
It wasn't a good day for anyone. I heard...
What does that look like?
It wasn't a good day for anyone.
Push a yeast infection on someone's face.
Onto someone's face.
What does that mean you don't have it anymore?
Not a good day for
anyone. I'd be trying to do that if it's something just...
That's the way to end a yeast infection.
The doctor prescribes you.
You're
a
it.
Listen. Get a friend. Yeah. And push it on her face.
All right, go to the pharmacy. I'm prescribing you another girl, and they'll have them there. Push it on her face. That's how you do it. It's been studied in medical journals. I'm a pioneer in this field.
There was a girl on set with a guy that used a sponge because she was on her period. And, like, I guess she forgot that it was in there because she was shooting with the same group of people 3 days later. And the guy said that she smelled so foul that he didn't even want to have sex with her. Come to find out, it was the same sponge that they had put in 3 cream pies ago, 3 days ago.
They should do...
How do you not know that?
For the sponge thing.
You don't smell yourself?
Well, look, this is...
Everybody around you can.
I think I'm putting this on the porn director. All right, he needs to set up a series of reminders that go to their phone. You know what I mean? Like they stop
reminders.
Filming.
Do they have G reminders for porn?
Yeah, they just put it on your little calendar or on your little whatever app you use for reminders. You just set up your phone buzzes, and it's just a thing that pops up a little message saying, take out the sponge, and now you know. And then maybe 15 minutes later, it reminds you again.
Check sponge. First, check sponge. Do you have sponge?
Right, check for sponge.
Check sponge.
And then buy forceps.
Or how about this? How about you just don't record, but you don't film for a week?
Yeah. Well, you could try that.
Take a week off.
They need the money. They can't take a week off. They're not on salary.
Their porn star, she told me about this story. She was on set. And apparently this girl, she washed and was clean, but there was a horrible smell coming from her private area.
We know what this is. Okay.
They kept trying to shoot, and everyone in the room was like, oh, dear God, what is wrong with you,
girl? This is the other
girl?
Thing about the sponge part. She can smell that.
Exactly.
She smelled it at home the day before.
Exactly.
She knew.
We all know. This is what I'm saying. How do they not know? We've just listened to 4 stories, and now we know. We're not in this industry.
But if everyone in the room can smell it, the girl can smell it.
Yeah.
And she could smell it when she took a shower this morning when she woke up. So what did she think? Oh, that's right. I don't know where that's coming from.
And finally, it dawned on this girl that, like, 2 weeks before, she had done a shoot, and she had to use a sponge. And she had forgotten it in there for like a couple weeks. It was still lodged up inside of her. And that was where the horrific smell was coming from. So
next time on Dirty Jobs, I fuck a porn star in the ass when she's sick.
Oh, that's the worst story I've ever heard.
It was Czech Republic with Charity, who directed for
this video is still like. 8 more minutes. We'll just listen to this guy, this dude, because we don't get a lot of dudes.
His story's actually not that good.
He's a dude,
legend,
though.
And he was like one of those directors who always shot the scenes with a stopwatch.
This guy's wearing a scarf.
And it's like, he was exactly okay.
Inside.
You know, Euro trash.
18 minutes into her pussy, and then after 18 minutes, he screams out and says, go fuck that bitch's ass, you know, or something like that. You hear him, like you know, like the
he respects his actors.
Guy, you know, his directing style. Yeah.
Screaming out,
he respects his actors.
Now, you know? And so I did.
So I did.
Wow. This guy's like a soldier. He's like, and I hear the stopwatch goes off, and he's like, oh, fuck the BTF's ass. And I is, what am I going to not?
Soldier.
And now my T-cell counts down, and I'm wearing a scarf indoors. Fuck.
With a coat.
Blonde Czech woman. She was a little bit heavy, but very nice. And, you know, but
very nice.
So we start. 18 minutes pass. It's like, oh, fuck her ass. And I was in reverse cowgirl, you know. And you put the cock in the ass. I start fucking. I'm like, man, that feels good. It's nice, lubricated, and everything. You know, it's gonna be a great fucking day. You know. And then
a great day.
Carrie screams out after 2-3 minutes, like, so now. Make Kukmar, you know?
What?
Like, I don't know, he's American, he speaks German, but whatever, you know? So Kukmar warriors is basically in reverse cowgirl. You lift her legs back, spread the asses open, so that the camera can look into the asshole, you know? And like wow. I did that, you know?
Do a pap smear. Oh,
they do fucking colonoscopy porn,
you know,
now?
like a whole soup, you know? Like, oh, no. Like it was like vegetable goulash, so good, you know, like it was just
goulash.
Like running down. You know, I was literally on it. It was a white couch. I was brown from waist up down
white
to the
couch.
Feet,
who
on
does
the floor,
the, props?
The couch everywhere. I look around. No charity around, no cameraman around. They were already running down to the balcony, you know. And I was just like,
no one got your back,
it's
dude.
It's okay, it can happen, you know.
I struck oil, so to speak. It was a geyser. All right, so they're all like that. I guess you could kind of predict that they're all going to involve bodily fluids, but.
But a white couch? Who's designing the set?
Oh, yeah, for a porn? Because even if that doesn't happen, the couch might start discoloring during the shoot.
Exactly. In fact, if I was a porn star, that I'd demand a white couch just so I knew it was new. You know what I mean?
Right. I want a brand new couch. All right, we have time for one more thing. We can do Creflo. We can do D's Nuts running for president.
I just think D's Nuts is stupid.
It's just news anchors have to say D's Nuts. And they act like stupid. People act like they have their. They're fucking saying it with glee,
it's
by
just
the way.
Stupid. You know what we can talk about, which is not even on here, is how do you guys feel about Dr. Dre as far as.
I haven't seen the movie, first of all.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it probably.
We know the story. Mm-hmm. We haven't. None of us have seen the movie, but we know the story.
The movie's incredible.
They took all the. Mainly Dr. Dre, but I'm sure.
G. Barnes and all that. Yeah, out of there.
Yeah. They didn't put that in at all. Gary Gray was like, it doesn't matter.
He beat up D. Barnes, who was a host of a rap show called Pump It Up on Fox TV.
Let's rephrase that.
He pushed her down some steps.
It's a little more than beat up. Mm-hmm. He beat dog shit out of D. Barnes.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, we all knew this.
This is in the early 90s.
This is not unknown to us.
That scene was in the movie at one point. They had it in the script.
Okay. And then
I don't know if they shot it, but it was in the script. And but even in the script, they kind of like made her the antagonist.
Did they references at all
in the movie? Did they
No, not at all.
But I think even in the script, because someone posted it online, she was kind of the antagonist, and like, you know, it was still kind of like not quite victim blaming necessarily, but still making it like, oh, she got up in his face or something.
Yeah. And by the way, this is a transition from us from porn shit stories to this.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hey, that's what you never
that's what
know.
We do. That's what we do on Three
you never
Guys
know.
On.
You never know. I mean,
we do on Three Guys On. Also, there's the Michelle A beating her ass for
Michelle A was his girlfriend.
But I mean, he made her a star, so.
Well, know. but she didn't want that. That wasn't the price of stardom.
Is it?
No.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I don't think there was any reference to that.
They never showed her either.
No.
You know, on top of assorted wives, who knows what he did to them? I'm sure he kicked their asses, too. I think he's had, what, 3 wives?
I don't even know.
I don't know if Ice Cube has had beef. I wouldn't think. There's no reason for me to believe.
They show him as like a married man in
there's
that
no
film.
Reason for me to believe
he's been
he
married
hasn't.
For a long
he's
time.
He's
forever.
Extremely misogynistic now, though. So
who,
still,
Ice Cube?
Yeah, somebody wrote an article saying how the other members have grown as far as like Snoop and all these guys. Maybe, oh, they don't call women bitches anymore and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but.
But Cube does?
Yeah, oh, still.
Well, he always did.
Yeah, he's not going to stop either. I read and posted D. Barnes' account, which has never been disputed, by the way.
No, it was known at the time.
No one's ever said, that's bullshit. No one's ever done that.
She got paid off. They didn't go to court.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. But
people knew it back then.
But her career was effectively ended.
Yeah, it was that bad of physical turmoil.
Effectively ended. Physical, and no one else would work with her because Dre was...
untouchable.
Yeah, he's untouchable. I guess still probably a little bit.
Yeah, fuck.
You know,
3.2
untouchable. You know, and she just kind of So now Dre is coming out with apology. He's on a little bit of apology tour, but not much. The apology tour seems to be. Let me see if I can get what he was saying.
He was just he copped to it. He admitted it, and Tiger he just
Woods,
said,
"Tiger Woods
happened a long time ago. You know, I realized I was making mistakes, and I was young, and I've dealt with it. Basically, the same thing. I mean, it was a long time ago. I've dealt with it." Now it's just back up in the news. It was that kind of apology. Which
Dr. Dre's apology to women amid violence claims. Okay, so we have this. Dre has issued a statement apologizing to the women I've hurt without specifically acknowledging claims he violently attacked women. The 50-year-old music mogul statement to New York Times, blah, 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 blah. Where's the statement at? Asked about the attacks at the time, Dre told Rolling Stone, "I just did it, you know. Ain't nothing you can do now by talking about it. Besides, it ain't no big thing. I just threw her through a door," which is a lie. That's not what he did. He beat up Dre's former girlfriend, Michelle, a musician, Tari B.
I don't know who that
blonde
is.
White girl who was an actor. Dre's statement to New York Times on Friday said, 25 years ago, I was a young man drinking too much and over my head with no real structure in my life. However, none of this is an excuse for what I did. I've been married for 19 years, and every day I'm working to be a better man for my family, seeking guidance and on the way. I'm doing everything I can so I never resemble that man again. I apologize to the woman I've hurt. I deeply regret what I did and know that it has forever impacted all of our lives. Apple, who Dre now works for after the tech firm bought his Beats electronic company, also defended him. Dre has apologized for his mistakes he's made in the past, and he said that he's not the same person that he was 25 years ago. We believe his sincerity, and after working with him for a year and a half, that's a long time to know somebody. We have every reason to believe that he's changed.
We're going
to
change Beats by Dre to Talk It Out by Dre.
Yeah.
Just to
about to show beat that woman's ass by Dre.
He's grown. He doesn't beat anymore. He talks it out.
He was named the world's top earning musician by Forbes last year. Well, he didn't really earn money from music.
So, well, what should happen then? I mean, I don't think anything should happen. Him and Dee Barnes settled it.
What I would ask Dre is that you're trying to apologize. Did you look her in her face and apologize to her for kicking the shit out of her?
No, he looked at the New York Times reporter in her face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
That would be what I would ask.
Right.
Why do I believe that? First of all, you ain't sorry. You ain't sorry. You don't give a shit. Did you look her in the face and tell her that you were sorry for A, kicking the shit out of her, and B,
they were friends before that.
Ending her, you ended her job earnings. Yeah, her livelihood. You ended it. Do you apologize for that? And let's say he gave her money. He probably didn't give her that much money.
She said in her write up, people act like she got billions of dollars, and she did. She basically said she got some money, but it wasn't like.
I have no reason to not believe her.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I got every reason to not believe Dre. I have no reason to not believe her.
Yeah. They dragged it out for years in court.
Yeah,
so
she wouldn't get no money.
So she wouldn't just drop the case.
What's she doing now?
She just said she's worked a series of 9-to-5 jobs because she was kind of in music as a rapper for a while. Mm-hmm. Then she got into this kind of
she was embodied
hosting
soul.
A TV
body
show slash music journalism. And then she was going to have a part in some movie that he was going to be in. But they were like, they dropped her. F. Gary Gray.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, I can't have you because Dre's going to be here. And you can't have you around Dre, so you're fired. Or you're not hired.
Yeah.
Not fired, but that kind of thing. So she had things in the way of her pursuing this music journalism / hosting / whatever career.
Yeah.
Because
and then no one would work with her anymore. You know, and then Dre comes and he gives his I'm tired of this thing of and I don't like it. I call it not political correctness, social contract correctness. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
What does that mean?
The social contract is Dre apologizes.
Yeah.
We all go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you apologize.
Know what you mean.
And then we all just move on.
Takes
but
the onus off him.
We know that he doesn't mean his apology.
Right.
He knows he doesn't mean his apology.
Right.
But we're all now going to act like you meant this apology.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the social contract.
Well, I think the question people really are asking themselves on a subconscious level is, do we need his apology? What does that do for us?
Yeah.
Does that change? If he didn't apologize, would it change anything? If he did apologize and meant it, or if he didn't apologize, or if he did apologize and didn't mean it, does that change anything about whether we play his songs?
Yeah,
anymore.
Right.
Because there's a whole long list of actors and musicians and directors who we do, people call it giving a pass, but I think we just compartmentalize and say, well,
I like the music.
I like
what this guy does, so fuck it.
Right. This person did some horrible shit too, but I like what this person did. Yeah. I'm a fan
of
their art.
You know? He wrecked her career. That's what I would ask him is, first of all, I don't respect you. I don't respect Dr. Dre, not for the beating her up, which is horrific enough to not respect somebody behind. I respect him. I don't respect him for the fact that he's now doing again the social contract apology. He didn't go. Did he go to her and apologize? He didn't do that.
Well, we don't know because he's not going to bring cameras.
I know he did.
All right, is that for us to know?
No. If he had done that, she would have said that.
Maybe did it after she wrote that,
and that would be enough for me. She hasn't said it yet.
Well,
she would have said it. I don't believe he did, and I don't until I learn otherwise. I have no reason to believe that he will. Because I don't think he cares. I don't think he gives a shit. He doesn't give a shit. I think he's saying all the shit he's saying now is because he's worried that somehow his Beats money is gonna get fucked with. It's not.
It's Talk It Out money.
But he's worried that it's gonna get his Talk It Out money.
Yeah, Talk It Out money
by Dre is gonna get fucked with.
Well, how much do you think Apple even vetted him before they did the deal? Like about
nothing
this?
On this. Nothing well, on this level.
He's been right? public for this almost 30 years. So they knew everything. About
Everybody knew that he beat the shit out of this girl. It just
talked about it
in
that Eminem song.
Yeah, no one really. It said her name.
Yeah,
you know, but no one really cares. I just don't respect it for the fact that you didn't go to her, look her in the eyes, and tell her, "Look, I'm sorry that this happened.
I'm sorry, I fucked up.
I'm sorry that I did this.
I'm
I was
a
different person
and whatever.
I didn't be on a piece of shit. I was a different person then. I'm a different person now. That to me is a true apology.
Yeah.
What can I do to help you? Mm-hmm. I'm a billionaire.
Yeah. He could do if he wants to do something. He could fucking do something.
I can do something for you. What do you need done?
You know, the only
I'm
song
a billionaire.
The only song that Michelle A. and D. Barnes appeared on together was "We're All in the Same Gang."
Yeah.
Body and Soul was in that fucking old.
Yeah. They got jumped into that gang.
I got the video up.
Oh shit!
Dre jumped them into that gang.
Yeah, we don't want to be in this gang. You got to pick a color. Michelle A's at the beginning.
The colors of that gang are black and blue and red blood coming out of the nose.
Yeah, D. Barnes raps in this song.
Yeah. Her and her partner.
Yeah. Whatever
the
light skinned
girl who's probably as big as a house and a couple of kids at this point. I would assume Dre did the music for this, did the production for this.
This is a James Brown sample.
Yeah, it is. Scarface used it too on the first album.
James Brown, a noted woman beater.
Murder by Reason of Insanity.
They put his shit in his movie, didn't they?
Yes.
There's D. Barnes. Here we go.
Certainly did.
This is Body and Soul. Of our children, no time for sleeping. Teach them to fight and win. For the right reason, it's your time, it's your life. Live it. Proud to be black, young and gifted. Lifted by the knowledge of taking the right route. Gang violence needs to be wiped out. Oh, you should get a smack for that, D. How dare you?
Gang violence maybe, but domestic violence ain't, bitch.
Is this Def? Is this Def Jeff?
I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Good God. Stop killing my brother because we're all in the same gang. This is Michelle A singing.
Michelle A.
This was like the West Coast answer to
self-destruction.
Self-destruction, yeah. Now I think you.
I used to get my bang. Beat cool. Change.
Or Tone Loc.
Tone Loc. Yeah. Great voice.
Best voice. They knew I was crazy, so they labeled
me Loco. Loco. They did this on Arsenio.
Yeah, I think Hammer pops up or Oaktown 357 pops up in some, it looking like superheroes, like the superhero costumes they used to wear.
Digital Underground is in this because the beat changed for them too.
Shock G.
I remember when they did this because Shock G came out with another dude dressed like Humpty, so the both of them could be out there.
Above the Law right here?
ATL, they're the shit.
Good song.
It is.
Better than Self-Destruction, I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
disagree.
Did you like Self-Destruction?
Yeah, I love
I like the beat better.
Well, Self-Destruction was too much about trying to play whoever was rapping's beats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dougie Fresh.
Yeah. Heavy D. Dun, 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 dun. It was too much about, we're going to put the beat.
Stop the violence. Stop make a change.
Stop hitting me, Trey. Trey, stop
the violence.
Yeah. How could you hit somebody with a voice like that?
This is Dre and Ren.
A few times I've ever even heard Ren rap. Fists flying. Faces getting caved in. Fuck that bitch. You do something? Killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another.
Open up the paper to one more death. If y'all keep this something up. Young MC, right? Is this Young MC?
Think so, yeah.
It is. Yep. Not just to brag at the most, but to inform comes a living in the calm before the storm. I'm in a rage. Oh, yeah. This is Digital Underground. Racist. They say we act like rats in a cage. I tried to argue, but check it. Every night in the news, we prove them suckers right, and I got the blues. America. Get busy, Humpty. The red, the white, the blue, and the blue and the red for Christmas. That's a very Shock G beat right there. Kill a black man. What? Yo, what are you retarded? Tell him, Humpty. He said the R word.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to talk to that.
What are you retarded? That is problematic.
Hammer.
Oaktown 357. Behind him in the superhero costumes.
He wasn't in the Straight Outta Compton.
I think they already
he
showed
He was
Oaktown.
On Death Row. Very briefly.
Oaktown just dancing fast.
I think they already showed Oaktown. They already
dancing really fast
like
for no reason to
pink
this.
Outfits. It's like 90 degrees out. Hammer has a leather fucking outfit. Long sleeves. Doesn't matter.
Woo! He's no sellout.
The gang in this video, I think it's like they're yellow. The colors are different, but they're showing a gang fight. But they don't want to show Crips and Bloods. So the gang is wearing all yellow.
Yeah, that's neutral.
And green. It's green
the primary
and yellow.
Primary colors.
Yeah. It's green and yellow. It's the Sprites.
The Sprites.
It's the lemon versus the lime. It's the Sprite Wars of L.A.
It's me and Jamel.
Yeah, exactly. The classic picture. Oh, and the guy puts his gun down. This is I'm gonna play real quick the original
self-destruction.
No, the original of that beat is a James Brown song called Untitled Instrumental.
Yeah.
They slowed it down a little bit.
If I can't show my dope, then you can't either.
It goes on like that for a couple minutes. Yeah, so there you go. Dee Barnes and Michelle A. trying to stop the violence while getting victimized by violence.
Yep.
It happened.
Do we have to wrap up? I think we do.
I think so.
We're on a time
constraint. You want to wrap up on this?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, I just felt like he's not genuine and he's not honorable. Not that it means anything.
You know, he's doing the...
go ahead and play that. Let that run.
He's doing the... Well, I opened the show with it earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind then.
I opened the specific ignorance thing when I did a precursor.
Yeah.
He's doing...
Pull a flashlight.
He's doing the celebrity apology.
Yeah, which are never honest and never...
That's kind of what they do. It's written by a publicist who's an expert in words and how to make you seem contrite without really talking about it.
And again, I don't need to know it.
Yeah.
But I would respect him if he did it.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say I would respect him to do it is because he came out with this apology. If he hadn't come out with this apology, I wouldn't give a shit about. If he just said nothing, I'd be like, oh, well, you know. But because you came out with this apology, that now brings into question for me the fact that, well, did you apologize to her? Mm-hmm. Have you done anything for her? You're a billionaire.
Yeah.
Have you done anything for her? I'm telling you, this is a great song to open shit up with. Listen, people. Thanks so much for coming in today. Thanks for people who meerkatted with us.
Come see me at Magoobies this weekend. Friday and Saturday at Magoobies.
Go.
In Timonium, Maryland with Mickey Coachella. And Martin Amini is hosting. It's going to be a good show.
If you're in Austin, Texas, come see me tonight at the Velveeta Room. Thursday night. Friday night, I will be somewhere in San Antonio. I will be probably live tweeting and Facebooking where I'm at. So If you're in San Antonio, come holler at me.
And tune into my podcast, Steelborn FM.
You know you haven't had
right
either one of us
up.
On.
He's yes, asked. I know, and I will.
Okay. We'll put
very, very soon.
Steelborn FM.
I'm you motherfucker.
3G02, Steelborn Zero.
There you go. There you go.
Well, all I ask is that you have us on before Elton.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. There's going to be no 2 Chainz support.
I'm sorry I had Elton on before you. I've learned from my mistakes.
Learned from my mistakes.
I was a young man. I was a young man.
I'm from the era of snatching chains.
So we hope you guys enjoyed our podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you guys. We will be here for y'all on Monday. I may be meerkatting in.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
We'll figure something out. Yeah. Somebody will be here for you. So you guys come on back. And enjoy. Email us.
Three guys on at Gmail.
Review us.
iTunes and Stitcher.
Get at us.
Hang out. Come to the Draft House. Go. Come to our shows. Come to any of our shows.
Any of them. Thanks so much for coming in today. Petey Steele, thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's been great.
Glad that you sat in with us. We had a great time today.
Fantastic.
Remember, if you have an anal scene coming, shit first.
Yeah.
If you've learned anything from today's podcast, that's what you learned.
Call in
also,
sick. Call in sick.
Don't go for the Neapolitan.
Don't piss off Dre. He'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Petey Steele.
We've been Three Guys On. And we are out.